Oh, that was fun. I'm glad you're enjoying it too, because I'm really having myself such a wonderful time up here. You know, sometimes I say that and people don't believe me, you know. They think, well, he's saying he's having a good time. He does that for a living. But that isn't so at all. I sometimes I'm ashamed to take the money, really. But anyway, all I wanted to say right now is that I can't help but feel, ladies and gentlemen, how lucky and fortunate I am to be able to be here tonight and to be able to do my work for you and entertain you. It's, of course, a fulfillment of my life's ambitions to be able to do this. But there was a time when I was a little worried about whether I was going to make it or not. I started out professionally some years ago playing in nightclubs and in hotels, and it didn't seem like I was asking too much, but you'd be surprised. People would come to see me and everything, but they wouldn't know how to pronounce my name. Why, I remember at the Waldorf Astoria, they had my name on the menu, on the cover of the menu, and I was so proud of it, and until I found out that people didn't know whether I was the entertainer or whether I was something to eat. And you'd be surprised, I was ordered several times. Most everybody in those days used to call me Liberace. That wasn't so bad, but once in a while, the pronunciation was downright embarrassing. It's the truth. And you know what changed the whole thing? Television. God bless it. It's been so good to me. It's made it possible for me to make so many new friends. And I'm very, very grateful to have the privilege to visit with some 30 or 40 million people every week. That's a great privilege, believe me, ladies and gentlemen. And not only do people like yourselves watch our program, but I'm thrilled to know that people in the entertainment industry have taken an interest in our shows. And as a result, I've been invited to be a guest on many of the other television programs, such as Ed Sullivan's show and Red Skelton and Jack Benny and Jimmy Durante. In fact, I think of all of them, and they were all just wonderful to me, I'm perhaps a little bit more grateful to Jimmy Durante because he brought something new out in me that I didn't know I possessed, and a new phase of entertainment that I never tried before the public before. I think it would be kind of fun right now just to reminisce and do the number that Jimmy Durante talked me into doing on his Comedy Hour a few months ago. It goes like this.